For a quorum then. Okay, so just to confirm, we need to wait for Mike in order to have a quorum, correct?
Yeah, I did talk to him. He is going to get it online.
Okay, perfect. Okay, sounds good. We will wait.
And actually, just while we're waiting, we weren't able to get that resolution on the county commission agenda yesterday, but we'll plan on adopting that on the 4th. I don't know if I had messaged you that already.
You did. I appreciate that. That's great. So that will work, and it's done at the MIDA board level. So once that's complete, then we'll be good. All right, we have Mike Ostermiller. So we have a quorum. So I'm going to read a brief statement and then we will get started. Good morning. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. Chair Nicole Cottle is excused, absent today. Vice Chair Ezra Nair is going to run the meeting. And then we also have Bill Jensen and Mike Ostermiller as board members, and board member Gary Harder is also excused. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or make a motion for the public record. If you are a Zoom attendee and need to present an agenda item, our staff will promote you as a panelist. A pop-up on your screen will appear and then click Join as Panelist. If you are presenting, please have your camera on. If you would like to make a comment during a public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality. A staff member will unmute you when it is appropriate. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to Vice Board Chair Ezra Nair to conduct today's meeting.
Okay, thank you, Ashley. Appreciate that that welcome. So we'll move directly into item number 2, approval of the minutes from the July 30th meeting. Can I get a motion to approve those?
This is Mike Ostermiller. I move to approve the minutes.
Thank you. And a second?
Second, Bill Jensen.
Okay, perfect. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, that passes unanimously. We'll move to item number 3, consideration of resolution 2024, authorizing the annexation of certain property into the district and related matters. Do we have anyone from staff to speak to, I guess, items 3 and 4?
And Ashley, I'm happy to take that on, or Richard, if you want to, or whoever, but I'm prepared to if you'd like.
Yep, we've got lots of backup. We've got Randy, Aaron, and Richard all ready to talk about both of these resolutions in tandem together and explain them to you.
Aaron, since you're all geared up, why don't you go ahead?
Great. Okay. Well, Ezra, as you mentioned, I'll talk about items 3 and 4 together because they are related here. So the first item here is the annexation of certain property, and then the next item is the withdrawal of certain property. So this is in conjunction, you know, partially in conjunction with the amendment to the project area that took place earlier today. It included what we're referring to as the spa parcel into the district, or sorry, into the project area. So we're taking the action of annexing that property into the district, and then it would be subject, you know, in addition to being subject to the tax allocation, it would also be subject to any PID taxes, which I know may not be contemplated at this time, but, you know, fits into the footprint of the district. And then similarly, there's a townhome area, the townhome parcels that we're removing from the district due to their, you know, sale to some individuals. The district has determined they want to move forward with removing those. And so we've done separate resolutions just to keep it clear for the county when they go to record that we are doing, one, an annexation, and then two, a withdrawal of separate parcels. And so we've got the, you know, property owner has raised their hand and said that they want us to do this, and that they're want us to take this action and sign a petition. So that's the request. And then the district has in front of it just authorizing the annexation and the withdrawal, a certificate of annexation and a certificate of withdrawal, and then just an updated boundary plat map that would show the annexation and the withdrawal. So very related items, but we did split it into two separate resolutions because it makes it a lot cleaner for the county to process them separately as one, an annexation, and two, a withdrawal. I'm happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I think you're okay to do your motion on the first one.
Real quick, there was something in there about the amount of acreage that was being adjusted. Was that the correct number? It was roughly, I think, said 70 acres that were changing.
I don't believe it is that large of an acreage. Ashley, do you have the acreage of the annexation and the withdrawal?
I can speak to that. I think what you're referring to, Ezra, is the project area. We reduced the footprint similarly in conjunction with this. Of an attached military parcel that was roughly about 70 acres, but that doesn't correspond to the PID. If you look on this map, the spa parcel's right here, and I think it's like less than an acre. It's very, very tiny. Yep. And the townhome parcel is, I'm not sure how many acres, but they're small.
Yeah, it looked like about an acre in total there.
Yep.
That was kind of my guess as well. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Great. Well, I don't have any other questions. I'd look to the board for any additional questions, or we can take a motion. We'll start with item three, and then we'll take a separate motion on four.
Mr. Chair, this is Mike Ostermeller. I'll make a motion that we approve. I'm driving here, but I think it's resolution
2024-06. Yes.
Oh,
2024-06.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bill Jensen, I'll second.
Okay. Second from Bill. All in favor on the consideration of resolution 2024-06, the approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mike, was that an aye as well?
Yep, aye.
Okay, perfect. Any opposed? Okay. Passes unanimously. Let's now move to item four, consideration of resolution 2024-07. Could I get a motion on that?
This is Bill Jensen. I make a motion to accept resolution 2024-07, authorizing the withdrawal of certain property out of the district and related matters.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Perfect. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Great, that also passed unanimously. All right, next we have a public hearing on the district's limited tax and tax allocation revenue bonds. This will be the Series 2024 bonds to receive input from the public with respect to the issuance of bonds and any potential economic impact of the project described herein to be financed with the proceeds of the bonds may have on the public sector. So let's get a motion to go ahead and open the public hearing.
This is Bill Jensen. Can I make a motion to open the public hearing?
And a second.
Second.
Great. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are now in a public hearing. So we'll take time to entertain any comments. If there's maybe Randy, if you have a brief introduction to these bonds, I think we're all on the board familiar with it, but I'm not sure if there's anyone in the Senate room that's there to speak to these.
Yeah, maybe Aaron, why don't you just stay on same track and very introduction and invite any comments. That's okay, Ezra.
Right.
Yeah. Just this is a statutory requirement that we conduct a public hearing under the Bond Act. As you've said, Ezra, to let the members of the public comment on the bonds, and specifically the wording is the issuance of the bonds, any potential economic impact. So this is the same kind of procedure that counties and cities and other types of districts follow when they issue that. But happy to answer any questions. But as you said, we could certainly turn the time over if anyone from the public wanted to speak.
You know, and then if I could, Aaron, I'll just add for the benefit of the public that these bonds are secured by revenues that are already voluntarily being given. So we are not imposing. There's no taxpayer that should feel like they're going to have an increase in burden because of approval of these bonds. Any taxpayer needs to agree. You may buy property in the future, but it would already be there. It is not allowed to cram down or create a new revenue source on property that hasn't consented. So just for the benefit of the public, I would add that.
Thanks, guys. Okay, do we have any public comment?
I don't see any hands raised on Zoom, and I would defer to Richard inside the room to indicate whether there's any public who would like to comment there.
There is not.
Okay.
Sounds great. With that, I will entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Does Bill Jensen make a motion to close the public hearing?
And a second.
Second.
Perfect. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Great. We are now out of the public hearing. All right, next item will be the executive director update and any comments from the board.
I just want to express appreciation to the people on this call who have worked tirelessly to get to this point and make sure that we're all these technical changes today are really born out of the process of preparing the bonds process. And we've got some really sophisticated people who are making sure that these revenues are secure and that everything is being done in compliance with state law. And so we're really grateful to the team, and we're grateful to the board members for being flexible and available. And we really appreciate everyone, and everything's going really well. We're looking forward to providing this amenity for our veterans. And thank you to all of you. I'll entertain any other questions if any has any questions about the progress. We also have Laura Lewis here if anybody has any questions about our bond process. And that's it. Appreciate everyone.
Well done.
Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate that.
Right. Thank you, Ashley.
Any last comments from the board before we move to adjourn?
I don't see any hands raised.
All right, that's Mike Ostermeller. I'll move to adjourn.
Perfect. And second?
Bill Jensen, second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you all. It's 11:13 and we're adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.